doesn't directly say anything about the body of evidence, but it does indirectly, and it ought to worry the prosecution. The assumption is that the prosecution wrote the jury instructions in a way that was most favorable to the evidence that they were going to present. And if it turns out that that jury instruction was too broad, that it allowed a jury to find Arthur Anderson guilty too easily, then the new jury instruction will be narrower and probably require additional proof that, or proof that the prosecution may not have thought it had originally.